Hi, folks, it's your old friend Jack. Hope you're doing well. It's Monday, May 12th, which means I just turned 45 last week. Holy shit, how did that happen? Actually, you don't have to tell me how it happened. I know exactly how it happened. I was there, I lived it. Friday night, the Rugrats, otherwise known as my children, sat me down and they said, "Father, impart upon us the wisdom of the ages. What have you learned during your climb to the mountaintop?" And I said, "Well, I haven't made it quite to the mountain top yet. I'm not even sure exactly where it is. But I'm going to get there because I am the most tenacious, stubborn son of a bitch you've ever seen." Actually, I didn't say son of a bitch. My mom would be upset. But I talked to them at length about some of the things that I've gone through in life and some of my experiences. And I shared moments where I felt like I had succeeded, and I shared moments where I felt like I failed. And it was some of the conversation a little painful. I didn't mind sharing if you would, but we all have scars sometimes, and I'm not afraid to go poking at mine. In regards to scars, or I should say, let's put the scars aside. I wanted to mention two other things that are sort of tied into all this. We had a discussion, the kids and I, about what it is that makes you happy, what brings you joy, and the importance of knowing these things. And we also talked about trying to learn how to identify what it is you need versus what you want. And I've been writing about this and talking about this for a while now because I see it as being critical in terms of figuring out what truly makes you happy. So when you start to develop a list of things that you need, you can put together a plan for obtaining those things. And then when you look at what you want, you can do the same there. And need versus want, there's a spectrum there, if you will. If you want to talk about differences, well, look, we all need food, clothing, and shelter. We may have different opinions as to what we want to fill those needs. Some people, in terms of shelter, can't imagine living in a house that isn't 3,500 to 4,000 square feet, huge kitchen, office, swimming pool, three-car garage, what have you. And other people can't imagine having something that big, and they're perfectly happy in a small one-bedroom apartment. Some people, they want to drive a luxury car. They have to have the finest Mercedes or Lexus. Other people, can't imagine spending that kind of money, so all they need is just a standard car that doesn't cost a lot of money, that's safe, reliable, and economical. So those things are, all tied into it. And once you figure out what it is you want and what it is you need, and you obtain those things, then the theory is that you will be a happier, more fulfilled person. At least that's my theory. I hope to be able to test it out, and determine whether I'm accurate about that. So something else that I've been thinking about is creativity. There was a Fast Company magazine article about how to unleash creativity that I sort of flipped through a while ago. And it was talking about, there was an interview sort of with the guys from Pixar and talking to them a little bit about how they do things. And I find creativity to be very, very interesting to me. Obviously, I'm a writer. I'm also a marketer. And I'm just a man who likes to tell stories. I find storytelling fascinating. And I've been thinking an awful lot about this. I may have to, blog about it and write it down. But I've been thinking about how creativity sometimes gets beaten out of us because we have this fear of looking foolish. And that fear doesn't, it's harmful sometimes. And I understand it because in the professional world, when you're in a meeting at your job, it's disconcerting sometimes to feel like you want to share something that you think is a great idea, but you're worried that you're going to be lambasted before that. That people are going to make fun of you and call you names either to your face or behind your back. So I think a lot of times we don't share ideas that could be very good solutions because we're afraid. And then you have that sort of fear just in general. I don't want to share this idea because people make fun of me. They won't accept me. And I sort of laugh at this because I'm not always the most tolerant person myself. But at the same time, what it is I'm striving for? I'm striving for, this time and place where we can say what we want, do what we, you know, what, or say what, talk about dreams and ideas without fear that, you know, we're going to be hammered for it. And I think it's just critical for our creativity. Last but not least, I want to wrap this up. Today I'm talking on a microphone. I didn't use the internal microphone for the podcast. And that is because I've been less than happy with the quality, if you will, the internal mic. I think it just doesn't sound well. And I'm not so sure that the headset I'm working right now is going to sound that much better. But I do have a goal of trying to improve the technical quality and performance, if you will, of the podcast. I got to figure out how to put in like theme music, like sort of, you know, like a personal soundtrack would be kind of neat. Actually, that would be kind of cool. Every time you walked in a room, you imagine if the Imperial March came on, you know, from Empire Strikes Back, or if you were Indiana Jones, you know, dun 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 dun. might be kind of obnoxious and disruptive if all of a sudden that started playing every time you walked in somewhere. But I like the concept. Anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.